This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Mia, we have all, especially as adults, we have all experienced a headache at one point or another. But right now we're going to focus on concussions. Welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's learn about concussions. Now, I'm a sports girl and I'm always hearing about, you know, athletes who are getting a concussion. I've always been interested in knowing exactly what a concussion is, how it affects us, and how is it determined that an athlete, when they get knocked out, they're most likely to have a concussion. But first, I think we need to know what a concussion actually is.
Yeah, so during a concussion, what's actually going on in your brain is that there's this transient neuronal dysfunction, otherwise called like a functional disturbance. When you have an impact, there's some acceleration and deceleration forces that lead to basically the axons and the neurons within the brain, they stretch, and this causes abnormalities in certain ion channels and membrane instability. So we're really getting down to like a very like cellular level here. Mm-hmm. And this ultimately causes some excitatory neurotransmitters to be dispersed, and ultimately they're going to disrupt the energy production within the brain itself. And this depressed brain energy metabolism is what really causes some of the, you know, functional, like cognitive deficits that we see with concussion.
So what happens to your brain when a concussion occurs?
So the brain itself isn't shrinking or, you know, growing or anything like that. It's mostly the cells that are, you know, making up the brain tissue.
Okay.
They are having difficulty with the neurotransmitter signaling. You know, normally in the brain, we have signals that are being sent between different cells. But when a brain has undergone a concussion, some of these signal pathways can be disrupted, which causes, you know, changes in signaling, which ultimately leads to changes in, you know, how our brain is working and firing.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I'm joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine. And right now we're putting the focus on concussions. Dr. Mia, what is the difference between a mild and moderate or severe concussion?
So in a mild concussion, you would have some loss of consciousness involved, but this would last less than 30 minutes. And usually you're not going to see any sort of, we call them focal neurologic signs or specific findings on the physical exam. Mm-hmm. And also, if you were to do some neuroimaging, you wouldn't typically find anything on there, so it would be negative. But getting into moderate or severe concussion, the difference here is typically the loss of consciousness is going to be more than 30 minutes.
Yes.
And even up to a prolonged coma.
Whoa.
Typically, you are going to see some focal neurological signs, deficits on the examination, and typically neuroimaging is going to be very useful and diagnostic.
Why, Dr. Mia, is it so important to be aware of the different symptoms, and when do you seek medical attention?
Dealing with more severe concussions, this might be due to brain bleeds, seizures. So these are things that we, you know, want to be on the lookout for. Mm-hmm. After any sort of accident or fall, it's really important to seek medical attention because you could be feeling really good, but things can drastically change within a matter of minutes or even hours.
And Dr. Mia, what tests are given to someone who's been diagnosed with a severe concussion?
Usually the first thing that's done is an examination of the patient. We specifically do a neurologic examination, which is going to be testing, you know, the cranial nerves, just testing the functionality of our central nervous system as a whole. Once the patient gets to, you know, an emergency room or hospital, a CT scan can, you know, quickly visualize any fractures or uncover if there's any bleeding going on. Those two tests could tell us a lot.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for all that information on concussions. Now, when I'm watching my sports, I can understand what a concussion is a little bit better. So thank you for your time today, Dr. Mia.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.